Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
Let's see if I remember the voice. We Are the Watchers. No, I think I do this normally. We Are the Watchers would like to present to you a live audio play. Everyone taking part in this performance, apart from me, has not been allowed to look at the script beforehand. They have no idea what the storyline is or anything about the characters that they will be playing. There's going to be questionable creative choices taken, but it's all in the name of showing off. Are we ready?
Yay!
I enjoyed the fact that Gary remembered this script and was ready to say yes. Now this is when I have to do the voice. Okay. Season's greetings, friends and neighbours of Watchersville.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This festive episode is brought to you by Tartan, originally from proud Scottish clans like McGregor, Lennox, Bruce, McKinnon, McGuire, McIntosh and McDougall, and the list goes on. Now found in every scene in every questionable quality Christmas movie, that's evolution, baby. It's a fact that people who love Christmas so much that they surround themselves in decorations and carols all year round are, well, well-rounded folk who know what it's like to have a good time and what they like, and then they stick with it. There's one such man in Watchersville who has based his whole life and personality on green, red, gold and flashing lights and ornaments. Sydney Lake, what of you, owns the Christmas shop in town. People from near, far, nearer and further away come to visit and buy one of the world-famous Watchersville snow globes. You know the ones. Inside is the Watchersville Leaning Mobile Tower. And the creepy woods inside were swirling grey / white snow. Sydney Lake, what of you will be played by? Dale. Oof. You've got to come around.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
Here you come. You're the first one to tell me if the font is correct. It's size. You really want a bigger?
Yeah.
Okay. For those playing at home, we're now going to take it up to, what do you reckon? That was 20 font. Should we do 24 font?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, that's
bad. That is literally out of control. Okay. Oh, my God. There's so much scrolling involved. Okay, Sydney, Lake, what of you?
I also sell ones with the one-legged seagulls. They sit on top of the glowing green toxic waste barrels. That one costs more because to get the barrels to glow, we had to add a little light inside. It's not only the parts, but the craftsmanship you're paying for.
Boxes of these and other Christmas decorations are waiting to be sold, but won't be because Sydney, Lake, what of you, won't open the shop. Meryl Bain Overpass, played by Steph.
Knock, knock. Open the door, Sid. I have to grab some neon blue tinsel. Toot sweet. My 1978 Datsun needs it.
Wayne Hall Weather Warmers, Gary.
I love that you wrote these names.
Yeah. Never read them again. Wrote them, didn't read them. Wayne,
that's a long name.
Yeah.
Getting your car in for the festive Merry. Meryl?
Meryl.
It's Meryl.
No, you have to speak, Meryl. Yeah. But it is Meryl.
Okay. It's Meryl. No, the stupid thing won't start and I need jumper leads. The tinsel works best. I've done it a million times.
Wayne.
Sounds very OHS friendly.
A million times? Maybe you might need to look at getting a newer car.
Why would I do that?
Because your car won't start?
Meryl and Wayne stare at each other, unable to understand the other's point of view for quite some time. Behind them, a queue of other potential Christmas shoppers appear, including Belinda Gotham. This is Alison.
Did she get him?
I don't know. We'll soon find out.
What's keeping Sydney? Can someone look through the front window?
Meryl?
The lazy bugger is just having a lie down on the floor by Bill Murray's Scrooged life-size ornaments.
Oh, no, uh-oh. Belinda.
I want two of those. He better not be damaging them. Wow, check him out. He's really dead to the world. Dead to the world. Dead.
Wayne.
OMG, he's dead. Someone call an ambulance. The rest of us scream in panic.
Everybody screams not too loudly so that we don't distort the audio.
Oh, no.
Ando the Ambo will be played by Dale.
G'day, I'm Ando the Ambo. You rang?
Far out, that was fast.
No mucking around.
While important medical checks are being done, I'd like to remind you that New Year's Eve will be held on New Year's Eve again. It had been pushed forward a day last year as a trial, but was found to be confusing and pointless. So the new year will start at the beginning of this coming year. You can use a calendar to follow along. I'd also like to remind you that Nathan's news agency is selling top quality calendars with wonderful photos of puppies, kittens, firefighters, topless models, models with tops, tops with models holding them up, chameleons, chameleons holding tops with images of topless models in the front and back, Are You Being Served, Are You Afraid of the Dark, and Scott Wolf calendars. Ando the Ambo.
This bloke's dead.
Belinda and Meryl. And you have to say it at the same time.
But where will we get our Christmas decorations?
So inconsiderate at this time of year and everything.
Sydney was always a bit of a selfish guy.
Wayne?
What if we just popped in and grabbed what we wanted and left money on the counter?
Belinda?
Who's going to get the money? A couple of coins in his eyes and that'll do Sydney right? He would want us to have the decorations. Think of how upset it would make him knowing that his snow globes and Real Housewives of New York apple-themed baubles had all gone to waste.
So it was decided the best way to honour Sydney was to loot and pillage his shop. Meanwhile, at the morgue, Dr. Dexter Steph.
God, I love being a forensic pathologist. Carrying out the perfect autopsy really gives you a spring in your step that no amount of caffeine could ever provide. Okay, so start the choppy choppy of this poor dead gentleman. Knives, check. Saw thingo, check. Scalpel, check. Forgot the gloves. Oh. Okay, check, check. Classic music to inspire me to do my best.
All cast who are not in this scene now must hum a classical song. Doesn't need to be the same one as the person next to you. Go.
And a tickler. I always start by tickling the corpse as a final, just in case, check.
Suddenly, a giggle can be heard. Is that St. Nicholas? He's supposed to be the jolly man. No, it's Sydney, the dead Christmas shopkeeper. Oh. Who was Sydney? Was he dead? Okay.
I forgot Sydney actually was a dead.
Stop that. I'm very ticklish, you know.
Dr. Dexter.
Lucky for you that you are. Before I start cutting you up. I declare you alive. Why did everyone think you were dead?
Sydney.
Well, I've got a medical problem where I don't snore when I sleep. I've been declared dead 14 times in my life. Oh, 15 times now. I've even gone to a hypnotist to see if they can help me unconsciously and subconsciously snore. It didn't work. I only cluck like a chicken when someone offers to hold a door open for me now.
Sydney went right back to his shop and opened it up for all the town to purchase their Christmas decorations. This was impossible and it had already been wiped clear, but it's a thought that counts. That's it for now. Thanks to you all. Stay safe and happy, everyone. Oh no, all residents of Watchersville. And
Merry Christmas!